ジャパニーズポット101.com、うん、
Maybe。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4 Lesson 2. Nihongo Dojo. Look who I brought home. Naomi-sensei?
Hi.
This is Lesson 2 in the Nihongo Dojo Beginner Series. This series is a continuation of the Nihongo Dojo Newbie Series. We highly recommend that you check out that series, as the first few lessons of this series cover points covered in that series. Naomi-sensei, this series is story-based with each lesson building upon the previous one. What happened in the previous lesson?
Haruya Ozora was introducing himself and saying that he's going to meet his girlfriend's family for the next day.
Fiance or girlfriend?
I think in this stage, she's just his girlfriend.
In the previous lesson, he mentioned they're getting married this year, so maybe he has big plans.
そうですね。
Well, today, Miyu takes him home to meet her family.
そうです。
So,Who's in today's conversation?
Haruya Ozora, big sky, clear night guy.
Ah, the characters of his name.
Hi. And Miu and Miu's mother, Kiri.
So there are three people in this conversation.
Hi.
Now, we'd like to point out before we start the conversation is Miu and her mother are using
casual Japanese.
And of course, Miu and
Haruya
would use casual Japanese together.
Hi.
But...As Haruya, Miyu's boyfriend, and Miyu's mother, Kiri, have never met, they're going to be using polite Japanese.
That's right.
It's kind of like two worlds colliding. Miyu has two inner circles here. Inner circle being somebody who's very close or someone with an intimate relationship. So she has one with her mother and one with her boyfriend. So pay attention to that. And the conversation takes place at?
Miyu's parents' home.
Today's conversation...Heavily references Nihongo Dojo Style U and Beyond, Lesson 16.
そうです。
Here we go.
ママ、ただいま。あ、ただいま、ドギー。久しぶり。
おかえりなさい、みゆちゃん。あら。
ママ、こちら、大空春也さん。私の彼氏。
はじめまして。ミユの母です。よろしく。
あ、どうも、はじめまして。大空春也と申します。
さあ、お上がりください。どうぞどうぞ。
お邪魔します。あ、これ、つまらないものですが、どうぞ。
あら、わざわざすみません。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
ママ、ただいま。あ、ただいま、ドギー、久しぶり。
おかえりなさい、みゆちゃん。あら、
ママ、こちら、大空、春也さん、私の彼氏。
はじめまして、みゆの母です。よろしく。
あ、どうも、はじめまして。大空、春也と申します。
さあ、お上がりください。どうぞ、どうぞ。
お邪魔します。あ、これ、つまらないものですが、どうぞ。
あら、わざわざすみません。
今度は英語が入ります。ママ、ただいま。あ、ただいま、ドギー。久しぶり。
Hey mom, I'm home. Oh, doggy, I'm home. Oh, it's been a long time.
おかえりなさい、みゆちゃん。あら。
Welcome home, みゆちゃん。Oh, who's this?
ママ、こちら、大空春也さん。私の彼氏。
Mom, this is Ozora Haruya. He's my boyfriend.
はじめまして。みゆの母です。よろしく。
Oh, nice to meet you. I'm Miu's mom.
Ah, どうも、はじめまして。大空春也と申します。
Oh, nice to meet you too. My name is 大空春也。
さあ、お上がりください。どうぞどうぞ。
Well, come on in.
お邪魔します。あ、これ、つまらないものですが、どうぞ。
Oh, this is just something small I got you. Please have it.
あら、わざわざすみません。
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
This is basically how you enter a Japanese house, isn't it?
That's right.
Perfect conversation. And if you use these, no matter what level your Japanese is, you are going to make quite a strong impression.
So desu ne, you can impress Japanese people.
Blow them away. I especially like the line, お邪魔します.
Ah, I'm going to commit rudeness?
Yeah.
I'm going to bother you.
And this really has a strong impression, a very favorable one, on the host of a place you're visiting. That and tsumaranai mono desu ka? Here's a little something.
Oh, yeah. Some people think tsumaranai mono desu ga is lowering yourself way too much. But I personally use this phrase a lot.
I love this phrase.
Yeah. Compared to your greatness, the gift I brought is nothing. That kind of, like, translation.
Mm-hmm. And finally, waza waza.
Ah, ne, thank you for all the trouble.
So here we have some really, really nice expressions. Also, there's another interesting point in this conversation. Naomi-sensei, what's that?
Oh, what I found in the second line, Kitty called her daughter as Miu-chan. So she add chan to her daughter's name. But when she introduced herself to Haruya, she said, Miu no haha desu.
So she dropped the affectionate suffix she used when she referred to her daughter.
So desu.
And this is kind of, this comes back to the uchi, the in-group, and soto, the out-group. And it's a concept in Japanese that at first may seem a little daunting, but once it's understood, it makes complete sense. It's kind of the way in English we express politeness through intonation and manner and attitude towards the person you're speaking. In Japanese, a lot of times it's expressed with these words. So, uchi means inside. So, it's your in-group. It's people close to you. Family, close friends, classmates. Soto is people outside the group. So, people you don't know very well. And as we alluded to before the conversation, you could have a bunch of in-groups. You could have your family in-group. Then you could have your friend in-group.
Or co-workers in-group.
Yeah. And then once that group, everyone outside of that is outside.
So desu ne, you're not supposed to use the honorific form to describe the person in your in-group.
So to kind of illustrate this, JapanesePod101.com, we're a team. So when I introduce Naomi-san to somebody outside the group, I don't say, Naomi-san desu. I say, Naomi desu.
So desu ne. Actually, you did it like a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. Someone came to our office for interview, and you introduced me as Kanbe Naomi desu.
Just the last name and first name.
Hi.
And when you do it in that manner, because our group is treated as the same. Inside the PDF, there'll be a very nice write-up about this. Okay, let's take a look at some vocab. First, we have a phrase.
久しぶり.
Long time no see.
久しぶり. 久しぶり.
Next.
こちら.
This direction. This person.
こちら. こちら.
Next.
彼氏.
He. Boyfriend.
彼氏. 彼氏.
Next.
母.
Mother.
母. 母.
Next.
あら?
Huh? Ah? Interjection of surprise.
あら? あら?
Next.
さ.
An interjection of encouragement.
さ. あ. さ.
Okay, Naomi-sensei, let's take a look at some of the phrases and expressions used in this conversation.
The first phrase is, お上がりください.
Please take off your shoes and come up.
Take off your shoes.
I guess it's kind of inferred. So this is extremely polite.
Yeah, そうですね。
And as I kind of mentioned this before, I have never actually been addressed like this, or I've never heard this spoken to me.
Chris, you don't have polite friends?
Well, that's probably one factor. Another factor is that instead of this, I usually hear, お入りください.
Ah.
Or more casual, どうぞ.
そうですね。どうぞ is easier way to say that.
You know, this is very, very formal.
Mm.
Like, I think maybe a few times when I first came to Japan, I went to a couple of really nice restaurants or something.
Ah, okay. So there is a difference between お入りください and お上がりください, right?
I think so.
Yeah. お上がりください is because the entrance of Japanese house, there's a little step, right?
Yeah.
So like お上がり means to go up, but it means to go up the stair. But お入りください is just to enter. Please come in.
So there's no real difference in politeness level?
No, not at all.
Okay.
So at the office, you might hear, お入りください, not お上がりください. But at the Japanese house, you might hear, お上がりください.
I actually hear, どうぞ.
そうですね。どうぞの方が簡単ですね。どうぞ is much handy.
Easy to understand. And then when you hear either お上がりください or お入りください or どうぞ, then you'd respond with?
お邪魔します。
Of course, it's like a excuse me, but I think the better translation here is I'm afraid I'll be bothering you, or I'm going to interrupt or disturb things.
そうですね。I think you should start using this expression more.
お邪魔します。
でも、失礼しますでもいいですよ。
I don't know, but when going to someone's house, I always use お邪魔します。
そうですね。
Now, Naomi-sensei and Rebecca-sensei covered these in Nihongo Dojo Style You and Beyond, lesson number 16. So after listening to this lesson, be sure to check out that lesson. Okay, on to today's grammar point. Naomi-sensei, what are we talking about today?
Actually, today we are going to introduce a phrase. こちら、大空春也さん、私の彼氏。
This is Haruya Ozora. He's my boyfriend. Now, こちら is one of the so-called こ、そ、あ、ど words, and it means this direction, this way, or this person here.
そうですね。こちら is often used to introduce third party.
And in Japanese, being very straight is a bit rude. So here it's kind of vague.
そうです。
The reference. And that's why we use こちら when introducing someone, rather than referring to them directly.
そうですね。
So これ is this directly, and that's why you can't use it. It's こちら. Kind of in this general direction we have. So, Naomi-sensei, can we get that pattern?
はい。こちらは, and put the name of the person, さんです.
So, for example,
こちらはギャランテ・ピーターさんです.
So, this is Peter Galante. Notice how Naomi-sensei reversed the name. She gave my last name first.
ギャランテ?
And first name second.
Peter.
And of course, before the name, you can add a bit of a description. So Naomi-sensei, do you listen to KoreanClass101.com?
Of course I do, but not recently.
Don't tell Keith.
Hyun がちょっとね、Hyun was quite upset about that.
Hyun is also hosting the show. Now Keith is the lead host there. Naomi-sensei, if we were to introduce Keith Kim, how would we introduce him? And again, introduce him meaning that we're in a room with Keith, and there's a person who hasn't met Keith before. So that's the setting, of course.
And the relationship with me and Keith is?
Well, same kind of relationship we have now. We all work in the same office.
Okay, I'll make both version.
Okay.
こちらはキム、キースさんです。私の友達です。
Notice the son inside the introduction, because the relationship is formal between Naomi and Keith. One more time.
こちらはキース・キムさんです。私の友達です。
This is Keith Kim, or probably better, this is Mr. Keith Kim. He's my friend.
And if I'm introducing Keith Kim to outsider, I might say, こちらはキム・キースです。私の同僚です。
From a business angle, Naomi and Keith are in the same company, so when introducing Keith to another person outside the company, she would drop the son.
こちらはキム・キースです。私の同僚です。
Okay, so be sure to check out the PDF. Again, inside the PDF, a very detailed write-up. We're going to go over a lot more of this in the upcoming lessons, talking about the inner circle and outer circle, and helping you get a very firm grasp on this. Also, we have the kanji close-up so you could practice the kanji. Since we just started this series, you now have a chance to get a grasp on all the kanji we cover. So now's really the time to focus on kanji because the investment now will pay tremendous dividends later. That's going to do for today.
じゃあまた。
ママ、ただいま。あ、ただいま、ドギー。久しぶり。
おかえりなさい、みゆちゃん。あら。
ママ、こちら、大空春也さん。私の彼氏。
はじめまして。みゆの母です。よろしく。
あ、どうも、はじめまして。大空春也と申します。
さあ、お上がりください。どうぞどうぞ。
お邪魔します。あ、これ、つまらないものですが、どうぞ。
あら、わざわざすみません。うふん。